Hello?
Jack?
Yeah.
So, Ed Guthrie went to a party the other night.
Yeah.
Was talking to Doris Fleischer.
Yeah.
Who's evidently very bitter.
Yeah.
You know, as she always, or usually is. But I don't know whether she might be some attention figure or somebody looking at her or something.
Yeah. What's she bitter about?
Maybe she's just mad, generally. Yeah. You know, the way she gets.
Yeah.
The way she gets, yeah.
We have Republicans there, and she's Mike McCone, and she's... What is it particularly?
Well, he didn't, he just seemed mad generally, but I don't know whether, she seems always somebody that if somebody gave her a little attention occasionally, then maybe she could come around a bit.
Yeah, it was pretty difficult.
Is that?
Well, she's, you know, just a waspish woman, and she's always mad at something. She's mad at the Republicans, either because we have the Republicans that were not fighting hard enough for, I don't know, civil rights or some goddamn thing, whatever it may be. She's always sore. I don't have any contact with her.
Yeah.
And,
Well, anyway, you might keep it in mind if something comes up.
You never see it, do you?
Well, I don't know. No. Maybe I'll try to see it, but she is such a bitter bitch.
Yeah, she's around yelling all the time. Somebody, we hear a rumor that John McCone's going to quit sometime at a time when it suits him.
Marcus Childs, you know what Marcus Childs said? Ed Guthrie.
Yeah, the toad head did what?
Said that they're really pouring that stuff out of CIA against the administration.
CIA is?
Yeah. You see his article today?
Yeah. Well, that was obviously based on what John told him.
John McCone wants to look good in that thing.
Yeah, but I didn't think he looked great. From that
house. No, that's what he said. He said I wrote that story in order to make sure that the record was clear of what they're doing.
What? That they're putting it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course he put it that he was only sending it into the
CIA.
CIA. But he said CIA's pouring it out?
Yeah. And I think he specified that on behalf of John McCone.
And McCone was right?
Well, that John McCone, that they're trying to make themselves look good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said. This is where it's coming from, he said.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a real bastard, that John McCone. However, we got him. Do you have any kind?
No, he was useful at a time.
Yeah, but boy, it's really evaporated. But he's making stuff so that, of course, everybody's on to him now. That's the trouble. He's stupid himself. Everybody's saying he's a horse's ass. But I mean, that 1,500 terrorists and guerrillas that are being trained over there isn't quite the way it was. I got 1,500 students, but how many of them are being trained as terrorists and guerrillas? How many have been picked up is another good question. They don't ever have anything very precise.
Yeah. Shall I give you another problem?
Yeah.
This TFX.
Yeah.
Somebody watching that. That whole contract, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, because the newspaper men think that there's something there now.
Whether or not that we know. What do they think is there?
Well, they think it's the money that went on. But I just think that somebody better...
Well, you know what went on? Nobody wanted to go to Topeka, Kansas. That's all that went on.
But I think we'll make sure somebody's looking at it.
Yeah.
At the hearings and everything.
Right, but yeah, I don't think, you know, I think this is your friend John McClellan.
Yeah.
But actually nothing went on, so that's why they're never going to find anything. I know it went on.
Mm.
Nothing. Because of Topeka, Kansas. That's where that contract would have gone, you know, that was the all.
Yeah. Well, I remember the discussion.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, let's see, there's that and Doris, and what was the other matter?
Oh, which is John McCone.
Yeah, but I don't know what we can do about old John.
Except I suppose if somebody could get the message to him that
I thought that you could say that they're first, that the press is saying that they're pouring out a lot of stuff to try to make, you know, the CIA or McCone look good at the expense of the administration. There's a lot of talk about on the Hill and everything. I'd like to have John know about that. So maybe he then decided it wasn't so wise.
Yeah.
You're not going to be seeing him, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to see him Thursday, Wednesday. He's coming to the house for dinner.
Well, he's going up tomorrow to testify. Well, you might give it to him Tuesday.
He's been better, though, hasn't he, on his testimony?
Yeah, I guess he has, though. I don't know where Mark Charles got that thing, you know? Did he get it from McCone?
McCone, that's what he implied to Ed Guthrie.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not, giving the dates when he sent the messages and everything. Christ, he never sent the message to anybody else.
He sent the message to anybody else.
Why didn't he come back from his honeymoon?
Well, I know that.
What?
I mean, I understand.
Well, I think that's the only thing that, he isn't going to...
Yeah, I don't think Marcus Childs was too impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he talked, he just said that that's where this stuff's coming from, and they're sticking it to you, the administration. So he just wanted to tell us that that's going on.
What?